What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We talked about Jed Wills yesterday, and Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There's definitely Twitter accounts that I like Twitter for the craziness. I like social media for the craziness. It may lead to our downfall, but who knows? But somebody got a hold of what we said, I think during About Last Night yesterday, a guy named Roberto Shenanigans, who is a big Browns fan and tweets the show from time to time, and we're thankful for. I imagine it's a man. We're thankful for he or she listening. And it was my quote about Jed Wills. And there are people who they go, why does the media soft pedal Jed Wills so much? Why are they so nice to Jed Wills? And I didn't even think I was being nice to Jed Wills because it wasn't captured in the passage that he or she posted where it was like, hey, I'd like to see him over at right tackle at some point, just to see for my own personal edification. And I was like, I said I didn't want him to play for the Cleveland Browns again. And there were a lot of people going, why didn't you just say that he was lazy? Why can't you say that he was lazy? I go, I figured we all just assumed. I figured we did. But there is, I got to tell you, maybe I'm a little bit soft for this. Like when I hear Giannotti over there in New York say like, Carl Anthony Towns is a loser. Man, that's a strong thing to say.
For a guy that's been to two conference championship series back-to-back years. Like, two different teams.
Like, do you have responsibility when you're saying that? Can you be responsible to saying something like that? No, I think that...
Well, I have a question for you.
Gio's a big boy. He can do it. But I go, there are guys, like, I got really hot over Juan Thornhill yesterday. There's no reason to start ripping fans or tweeting back at fans when you go on to Pittsburgh. Let's call it what it is. You were a complete and utter disappointment with your time with the Cleveland Browns. I know you got a different fan base now, but you have sent way more tweets than you ever made tackles. You were on the injured list, and I hope that that was just a bad time for you. You don't got to start ripping fans. Fans are fans. They live in a fantasy world, and all they wanted you to do was play well. But I looked at Jed Wills. Yeah, I don't think that Jed Wills' motor was great. I think that he certainly could have worked harder. And there were definitely people who could back you up on that. But I'm looking at a guy whose career may very well be over. And I just went, man, I don't know if I need to go ripping Jed Wills and saying everything that we already know.
Okay,
when I've had exchanges with Jed Wills and he wasn't bad at all.
Basically in sports, we break it down very binary, right? We either love you or hate you. In most cases, when all is said and done, especially after you leave. We turn on a lot of guys after they leave. Even really good players, we turn on you after you leave. There's very few, the percentage is very small in sports, of guys that leave either for more money or for whatever reason. Maybe they got better in their... Joe Hayden was actually probably better in his last few years in Pittsburgh than he was in his last few years in Cleveland. But we like Joe because he went out of his way to help with his PR here in Cleveland, here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. What are the worst things, though, you can say about athletes in sports? Because you used one of the terms earlier.
Tell me.
Lazy was one of them.
Lazy quitting, or soft.
Okay, soft.
Quitting, if you want to do it, quitting, lazy, soft.
Okay.
In that order. Power rank the worst things you can say.
That's pretty good. I think that's a pretty apt power ranking. So after that, how can you truly prove any of those things you just say? Like, we will look, sometimes I think we work backwards. We reverse engineer it. And once we have it in our mind that you are one of those things, we now go back and look for the evidence and assign. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he was quitting there. He was, it might just be for some of these guys who are just not good enough. Like, we can't say because a player doesn't get better over time that he didn't put in the work. Maybe he's just not good enough. Like, that's always part of it, too. We always assume in sports that our draft picks are going to get better every year. And when they don't get better, we assign injuries, right? Or eventually, if we really like the guy, sometimes you got to admit, maybe that guy just wasn't that good. Yeah. I've had to do that with guys that I've really liked coming out of college for either the NBA or for the NFL. I've had to finally come to grips with the player wasn't good enough. So when you use the term lazy that a lot of people have just freely used to describe, you know, our left tackle that had to come in after who? Joe Thomas. Like, we did say we were setting up everybody for failure.
It was Greg Robinson in between there, and then he ended up getting in trouble.
Yeah, well, we had to say whoever was going to take over for Joe, mm-hmm. they were set up for failure. Mm-hmm. They were not going to be as good as Joe, even if they were a six-time Pro Bowler. Not as good as Joe, not a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. right? Like, that was the hard part of all of this.
I don't think these are hard and fast rules. I think it is a case-by-case basis. And I look at Jed Wills' career. It was a ceremonial flag for holding and false start in every single game that he started. He started 57 of 58 games, and it felt like every single game he got a hold, and every single game he got a flag for a false start. And that's bad. That's not good attention to detail. And I worry about the rest of his career, if he's going to have the rest of his career. Because, yes, I do have it on good authority. His work ethic was questioned. So what am I trying to say when I say your work ethic has been questioned by people who know way more about it than I would? What am I trying to say? But I don't like saying those words right off because I didn't have a bad experience with him. I didn't have a great experience with him. He's not what, like, DeJuan Jones hit it off of that young man from the word go. Love him.
Yeah, that shouldn't, none of that should matter. Why does any of this matter whether they get along with you in a conversation?
That's different from me, though, and it's probably not the right thing to do. But if I get along with you, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be adversarial with you. And if I get along with you right from the very get-go, I'm sorry, I tend to be nicer. I just tend to be nicer about it. I tend to feel worse when your career ends. I tend to feel worse when you get hurt. I think it happens.
You're just talking about natural bias.
Yes, but I think a lot of fans do it. I think there's been I sat there and I go, how do you guys sit there and defend Miles Straw with me on the radio just because he cussed out some Yankees fans? Because I look at Miles Straw during his career here in Cleveland, I'm like, this guy's been terrible. You gave him this contract when he's what? He can run fast and he cussed out Yankees fans. Great. You guys want to defend this goofiness to me? But I never met the guy. So don't tell me we won't sit there and defend players who aren't that great. Jared Allen, there's a lot of teams that they will send Jared Allen right out of here. And I'll tell you right now, if the Browns were to re-sign Jed Wills on the same day that the Cavaliers were to trade Jared Allen, I think the earth would open up and the city of Cleveland would just fall into it because people would be losing their minds. Don't tell me we don't pick fan favorites based on guys that we just like. Andrew Sendejo, he kept quiet with the media. Andrew Sendejo was out of gas. And that last year was awful. But I know he was trying. And so when we get out there and we get mad about some of the things going on, yeah, I would tend to, let's talk around the Andrew Sendejo as much as we can. Because I knew he was trying. I knew what he was doing. He's doing his best, and I can't do anything about replacing him until the spring comes along. So that's where I stand on it. But I'm just trying to be as honest with everybody as I can because I know fans pick their favorites. Whether they mean it or not, Matthew Dellavedova, in the grand scheme of things, let's call it what it is. Was he a great NBA player? He was an NBA player, so you got to give him credit for that. See, even I'm soft-pedaling it because I like him. LeBron James made him $35 million. But here I am. I like Matthew Dellavedova, so I'll be a little bit soft here. We do that all the time. We all play favorites in some way. Jed Wills, I know. His attitude didn't look great. He wasn't that good. I think he might have been misplayed on the offensive line. Is that as much his fault as it is the Browns' fault, as it is where they drafted him, that they drafted him before Tristan Wirfs, who certainly seems to love football and is very, very good? Can't blame that on him. What's this season stand for to you? This is going to be a question we're asking a lot, because I had somebody else put it out there. Man, I usually agree with you, but if they get to 7 or 8 wins, Kenny, that's a purgatory. And I look at the Jets, the Jags, and us, and I go, man, there's been so many times we haven't won a lot of games, and we've gone out there, and we're excited that we have these one high first-round picks or two first-round picks, and we just went out there and screwed them up. The same thing with the Jets, and the same thing as the Jags. Meanwhile, Owen's favorite football team, they tried to stay the course. They traded up, took Patrick Mahomes. Buffalo, they stayed the course. They didn't have any reason to. They traded up. They took Josh Allen. The Green Bay Packers got back into the first, if I'm not mistaken, but they traded and got Jordan Love. Maybe try winning a game for a change. Maybe actually trying instead of looking at everything from a broad perspective of, well, we can win there in that year, but not. Let's not be trying to win too many games now. We don't want to mess this up. Why? Because I can bring up every single quarterback that's coming out in this year's draft, and nobody really knows who they are, but I guarantee you, as of right now, as of June 4th, you will have very strong feelings against every single one of these quarterbacks that are coming out in this draft, because Arch Manning ain't going to be there. So you will have very passionate views. There will be people who want to stand in there and turn in those cards for those guys. You will be terrified of any one of these quarterbacks because we don't know what we're looking at
anymore.
What
percentage of the 32 teams in a league have playoffs as a reasonable goal?
A reasonable
for them this
goal?
Year? Yes.
A percentage being 70.
Okay.
And right now, so I think they, or are you talking about they or us?
For the Browns, is it a reasonable goal?
No. I think it's a great goal to shoot for, but I can't say it's a reasonable goal. I don't know who the quarterback is going to be. I got an old guy, an also-ran, and two rookies. I don't know what the quarterback's going to be.
And I asked Sam Monson yesterday, I said, is every team in the NFL decent quarterback play away from making the playoffs? He said yes.
If it were Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, or you-know-who, I think I could put that on it. But I don't know who that's going to be. But I'm telling you, if you're always bringing in young guys and you lay it on the line and get something out of this and you build some leadership, you're going to be better for it in the long run.
That's the hard part. How many of the kids are going to be a part of that turnaround?
Don't know.
Is it going to be, because Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, you know, those offensive linemen.
Coming to the end. They got to end up being good players, and I don't know that yet. I have a lot of hope for Quinshon Judkins. Everybody's loving Carson Schlesinger. I mean, he's got good odds for defensive rookie of the year. So they're loving that kid. We'll see what happens there.
I thought Travis Hunter was going to win offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I'm seeing stuff about people making a big deal about him, what route he's running, and then people are talking about his wedding, which I'm not going to talk about his wedding. I don't give a damn about his wedding.
We should talk about the wedding. Why wouldn't you want to talk about his wedding?
It's because you know damn well why they want to talk about his wedding. Or are you just going to stare at me?
I'm not playing stupid. I don't know.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I swear to you. What is so interesting?
That slippery wizard.
Why is that a third rail?
Well, because I don't know what's true and what's not true about this young lady that he married. Isn't that why it's a third rail? Hello?
Am I missing something here?
Really missing something? We talked about this on the air about how we didn't want to talk about it on the air before. About Travis Hunter's significant other?
He seems to really like her and he married her. What's the problem?
That's the wizard is out. 216-474-0092. We are on the Yellow Brick Road to go to the Wizard now. Steven Vogt a goofball for leaving Tanner Bibee in. Tone, go.
No, absolutely not.
Owen.
No.
Totally agree. It's an official show stance. He was fine to leave Tanner Bibee in. These things happen in baseball sometimes. We'll see if Zach Meisel agrees with us or disagrees with us. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He joins us live from the Bronx, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Zach.
Hello, boys.
It's wonderful to speak to you. You sound different. You sound like you're talking with a New York accent right now.
I feel like the same person.
I'm messing with you. Were there people critical in the press box or anything for Tanner Bibee coming back out for the 7th last night?
A little bit of second guessing, I think, especially once he gave up the first home run. And more so just not having someone warm or ready in the bullpen. But that's very hindsight is 20/20. He was absolutely cruising. You know, even the run he gave up was, you know, it took a cascade of like missed calls by umpires, weird things happening, things that were not entirely his fault. So he was cruising. I think sometimes a manager feels like this is my starting pitcher's game to win or lose, and I just got to go live with them. And like sometimes you make the switch and the reliever gives up the run and you're saying, well, he only threw 93 pitches. Could he have kept going? So, you know, if you're going to err on the side of making the switch or not, I think he was at 90, 91 pitches going into that inning. You certainly let him start it. And, you know, unfortunately it just unraveled there.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, first of all, it was Judge, Bellinger and Goldschmidt the inning before, and he was cruising. Like you said, it was 14 pitches. And even then, so I think it's a no brainer that he comes back out to start. Now you said, all right, combination of who's in the bullpen. Do you have anybody going? And you just saw him give up the home run. With that, I would just say, you know, it's just a fastball that he didn't think he'd seen before, right? Didn't even say that after the game. Like, he just thought maybe he'd sneak one through. I don't think that's evidence that it's blowing up on him.
No, not at all. I mean, this is, and that's why, like, when I say, you know, maybe he has a reliever warming or something, you're not doing that because Bybee's struggling or anything. That's the other thing. Like, it's one thing if you get into a jam and, you know, the inning takes a while and they load the bases and like you have plenty of time to map out what you want to do there. But you're right. Like he just threw a fastball in a place you don't want to throw a fastball. And then he hung a slider to Volpe the very next batter. So it happened pretty quickly. You know, you look at his stat line, like he still he had a good outing. Like it's not that Bybee is at the bottom of the list of reasons why they lost last night. And, you know, it's the same things that keep rearing their heads and it's, no one's blaming him for that. I don't think you can blame the manager for leaving him in. You can blame the nine guys who didn't get enough hits.
It's very early, but is there anything we can point to where Corey Kluber has visibly helped out this pitching staff?
It's too early because he has not been around them every day. I do think the one guy who maybe he's had some influence on, and really just from a mental standpoint more than anything, is Gavin Williams. Like he's been talking to Gavin Williams about, like, you have awesome stuff. You just need the mindset that's going to help you take that stuff and turn you into a frontline starter. So like that's it's going to take time, and it's not like one conversation sparks a career renaissance or anything, but I do think Gavin's kind of had to look inward and think about like what makes him the best pitcher he can be. And obviously attacking the strike zone, as we saw him do the other day, is a key there. And I think some conversations with Kluber can only help, but he'll be around more as the summer progresses. And, you know, there's no better resource, not just for how illustrious his career was, but you know, Kluber was not a top prospect. He was not a guy who anyone projected to win multiple Cy Young awards. So
yep.
He can talk about how he turned himself into that, the struggles he went through, and sort of the path that he had to take, going through injuries, things like that. So I think he'll be a good resource, but you know, it's probably too early to say that the rotation's been better just because of him.
Zach Meisel joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bieber, his relief appearance has moved back to Friday. Is there anything to read into that at all?
No. He had a long flight on Monday, so he threw a bullpen yesterday. So usually you throw your bullpen 3 days in advance of your next start. So Friday in Akron, he'll go three innings or 50 pitches.
Okay, that sounds very good to me. I'm very happy to hear that. You said by maybe late June, early July, we could see him.
Yeah, I think like you know the third. He's got a 30-day rehab window, so that started on Saturday. So it ends on at the end of June. So his rehab assignment will end at the latest at the end of June. So give or take.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A few days on either side of July 1st is when you'll see him in a Guardians uniform.
Am I getting a little carried away with now? I kind of got excited because Gavin Williams got that ERA under 4, had that unbelievable one-hit performance against the Angels. He's definitely settled in a little bit. It's been a roller coaster throughout the year, but lately I like what I'm seeing, adding to what I'm seeing out of Bybee, and then what you just talked about with Bieber coming back. Am I a little overly excited about seeing those guys, knowing that, man, come October, who'd want to go up against a team with those three pitchers?
No, because I think that's the strength for this team. I think that's their path to, if they're going to chase down the Tigers, like, that's how they do it, right? You know, I was looking back to a year ago, what I was writing, what we were saying about this team, because remember they were like 36-17, I think, at one point, and they were 40-20, and it was like, we couldn't figure out, how are they doing this? And I was looking up, like, okay, well, who was playing well? What were they good at? We knew the bullpen was elite. At that point, I don't think we could trust that, like, Cade Smith and Hunter Gaddis would be these, you know, dominant forces. But the rotation at this point was the worst in baseball. It was really bad statistically. I mean, you had Carlos Carrasco out there. You know, Ben Lively was consistent, but, like, we didn't believe in him. He was throwing 89 miles an hour. McKenzie was struggling. Williams was injured. So it was rough, and they were still winning games in spite of it. And I think this year there's hope that, like, that's your strength. I think this is different. I think last year it was a team that could rely on the bullpen. The offense was more consistent, and you just needed 5 innings out of your starter. Whereas this year, I think you're trying to get 6 or 7 out of these guys, because Williams, like, the stuff is there. We see it. Bybee, we know he can be a top of the line pitcher. Luis Ortiz has shown flashes of being a really good pickup. And then you get Bieber back. And we saw what Matthew Boyd did last year when he came back from Tommy John surgery. And it's probably unfair to place those sorts of expectations on anyone coming back after missing more than a year. But look, we've never seen Bieber be anything but a really good pitcher. It's difficult for me to envision him coming back and, you know, having a 5 ERA and not throwing strikes. That's just, we've never seen that. So, you have to think that he's going to be a pretty big lift for this rotation. And if he is, then that's a really good group. And I think that's what you have to lean on to make the playoffs.
You and I are about to fight about something here in just moments, but I want to know, are the Yankees a rival for the Cleveland Guardians?
Okay, so I listened to your guys' segment about this yesterday on the free Odyssey app, and I tried to talk to some guys about it yesterday, too, to see what they think. Because I'll tell you what, every time I walk into that stadium, I feel like I'm always there. They're not a team in the Central. You only play them, you go there once a year. But because it seems like these two teams meet in the postseason like every other year, it feels like it's something, I think it's in between. You guys were talking almost like tears yesterday. Like, it's in between like the rivalry. It's not Yankees Red Sox, obviously, but from Cleveland and New York, everyone's going to feel like that's an important series. But I do think, given the history here, the bug game, that crazy series in 2017, and I do think, you know, maybe there's a little big brother little brother thing here. The Yankees have knocked out Cleveland in the playoffs four times now in the last 7-8 years. I think there's something there, yes. And, you know, it feels like these two teams meet up. It feels like a bigger game every time. And look, the Guardians don't really, who's their rival? Like, is it the Tigers? Is it the Twins? I feel like it's just whoever they're competing against for the division lead. But there's not really like a slam dunk answer there. It's not the Reds. Like, the Ohio Cup is funny, but like, that's not a real thing. It's not really the Pirates. So I think it's like, from the Guardians perspective only, like, I do think the Yankees is a rivalry. Obviously the Guardians are not going to be a top 2 or 3 rival to the Yankees, but you know, if you knock them out in the playoffs, then maybe we can talk.
Zach Meisel. Okay. That's one thing we disagreed on, but boy, you've given me something to consider here. Cause that was a great answer. You know, I have to be open-minded about these things. I have to be flexible. You understand that, Zach. You had your all quarter century team for the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, can I ask you one thing before I do that? Should we be worried at all about Travis Bezzana, because Keith Law says he's worried?
Seems like his career's over.
Yeah.
The way they talk about
Keith
it.
Keith Law, your coworker, says he's worried.
It's a good
run.
Not yet, no. The injury sucks. I mean, he was if you look at his stats, like, he was rounding into form right when that happened. So we need to see more. I mean, he's barely played. I think what stinks is this probably takes him out of consideration for getting a promotion to the big leagues this year. You'd hope he ends the season in AAA now, and then, you know, maybe gets called up next year in May or something. But you want to see more. I'm sure it stinks seeing other teams call up their top picks. But these are also very different players. You know, it's like Caglione and Nick Kurtz with the Athletics. Like, those are guys who are just 6'6" home run hitters. So Bezzana, I would hope, can still be a very well-rounded big leaguer, and it'll just take more time.
All right. On your quarter century team, I read the whole thing. I loved it. You're great. But I said I would, if I had a playoff game to start on your quarter century team and your pitching staff, you have Corey Kluber, CC Sabathia, Cliff Lee, Shane Bieber, Carlos Carrasco, and your closer is Emmanuel Clase. Great. I said if I had one playoff game to win, it's CC Sabathia over Corey Kluber. And it seemed like you were ready to have it out with me on the phone right there. And I went, well, wait a minute. Let's wait till Wednesday for this. So why am I wrong?
So in this fantasy scenario, we're going to take each guy at his peak, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for walking into my trap.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, Zach?
Well, that was easy.
CC's peak was 2007. He wins the Cy Young Award with Cleveland, and he absolutely, how do we say, craps the bed in the playoffs, and he's the first one to admit that. It's his greatest regret about his tenure in Cleveland. Meanwhile, Corey Kluber, when he wasn't pitching on 3 days rest for the fourth time and on complete fumes in 2016. The first five starts in that postseason, his ERA was under one. I mean, I've never seen a pitcher that automatic in the postseason. And so Kluber's the answer. It's easy to me.
I can't look at his 2009 at all. I have to only look at the years with the Cleveland Guardians. The Cleveland Indians slash. Yeah, he's never a Guardian.
Mitch can give you his Yankees all quarter century team and you can go by that.
I would have to say that CC's on there. Wouldn't you? I mean, he was I thought he won Cy Young in 2009. He didn't.
No, but he remember game one of that World Series. It was CC pitching for the Yankees and Cliff Lee pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah, and he was the MVP of the ALCS that year. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I lost. Here you go. Terry Francona's taking criticism down in Cincinnati. Does he deserve it?
Is he washed up?
Isn't it? Okay, so there's something to be said about, like, part of me like hated talking baseball in this town when Francona was manager in the first half because it was they'd always get off to a slow start and then they'd turn it around in the second half. And like there was no math to it. There's nothing you could point to. It was just that's what they did. And so Reds fans don't know that yet, right? Like every Tito team gets off to a slow start. But that team's weird. I don't know. They've got they assembled this lineup full of young, promising hitters. Everyone said it was going to be like the next big red machine. And then you look at their numbers this year and most of them are just dreadful. I don't know if that team turns it around. And yeah, I don't know. I still don't really understand why Terry Francona is managing. I asked him a bunch of times in spring training. I think he's addicted to it, but like it was weird to me that he'd come back after 1 year and go there to a team that just seemed like they were going to be middle of the pack. And I don't know. It seems kind of boring. I'd rather be playing golf in Hawaii like he was.
I mean, isn't he probably thinking, like, what were the Guardians, what were the then Indians really supposed to be?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When he took over for Manny Acta, right?
Yeah, but I think
that was different.
After Boston, he wanted something that was less pressure. He wanted a place that he could feel comfortable. And, you know, he knew Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti and those guys. And so I think that was the right fit then. But I remember he was telling me he's like, he's golfing in Hawaii 1 week, then Mexico. He's, you know, throwing back beers at University of Arizona football games. He's playing with his grandkids. And I remember saying, I was like, and you said, you felt like that wasn't the right life for you? Like, what? Who wouldn't sign up for that at his age? And instead, you want to move to Cincinnati, to Kentucky, and cross the river and go manage the Reds 162 times a year? Like, that just doesn't compute, but, you know, he's wired differently, and that's why he's back.
Zach, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the time, everybody. Thank you. Everybody, thank Zach for the time. Thank you very much, Zach. God bless you.
We don't have time to get into Travis Hunter's wedding.
Okay. The question was, everybody, that he didn't get a prenup, apparently, with this young lady that he got married to. And the internet is very upset, according to everybody, because they want to pocket watch Travis Hunter, that he didn't get a prenup with this young lady who he just got married to.
Zach, was there a prenup involved in your wedding?
Yeah. Answer the question, Zach.
Hey, you guys got to go. 2020 update in 3 minutes. I'll see you later.
Zach Meisel. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, we'll give the Rockies up here in a second. It just sounds so ridiculous. I'm just killing your bookmakers, what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. They're going to be begging you for forgiveness.
What if I'm the bookmaker?
And the money's not real. People go, is that why you guys don't gamble that much? I go, one, I don't gamble. Two, I won last night on the Owens Sportsbook. I took the Rockies to win. With the money line.
So it all started a few days ago.
They won.
I asked the question, why have we not just been betting, and why hasn't everybody just been betting?
You pay for Christmas.
The Colorado Rockies to lose every game, considering at that point, what was their record? They had only...
They won 9-50.
They won 9 games.
God. Okay.
They've won two
and
in a row.
They only won once. Now. One time they had gone back-to-back, and that was it. And then we found out the hard way, right? That first night we talked about it, they end up losing. And I'm like, you know what? We got to go against the grain now.
Yep,
we got to start talking about them winning because that's where the value is. And then what did they do yesterday?
Oh,
they won.
They put back to back. They won a series.
Back to back, belly to belly. And today, Tone, it's not just a getaway day. It's the first game of the day. It's at 12:10 against the Marlins, which is probably, I would imagine, an education day. They're going to get the kids to go to that ballpark because no one else will.
They're going to get the Tom Omansky day. It's back to back to back.
Well, I'm not picking the Rockies today. I don't even know who's pitching, and I'm going to pick the Rockies. I'm going to pick the Marlins. I'm picking the Marlins. Going against the Rockies today.
It's Cal Quantrill.
For who?
Going for Miami.
The Miami Marlins.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Can I change this?
Nope.
Nah, come on. Let me change it.
I shut it down.
Let me change it. I mean, Kyle Freeland ain't that much better. He's 0-8. Well, 0-8 don't matter when you're on a bad team.
Cal has not made it past 5 innings in a month and a half.
Now, let me see Kyle Freeland. Hold on. This is deep stuff. All right, he went 6 in a loss to the Mets.
Freeland, 0-8 this year.
His ERA is at 5.72. What's his splits? What's he on the road?
He's only 0-4 on the road.
Oh, shoot. All right.
ERA is only 4.29 on that.
I made my decision. And here I am.
Books are closed. Sorry.
All right. I took the Marlins. Let's have a good day for Cal Quantrill, okay?
All right.
Are you taking the Marlins? What are you taking?
Yeah, I'll take the Marlins.
All right. So am I ahead now? Because I started 100 in the hole. I'm even now. Okay.
I'm even.
All right. So we're even with Owen Sportsbook. I'm trying to get to 1,000.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Good. Very good. We had Zach Meisel a lot. Zach was great. The stuff about Travis Bezzana, excellent. Stuff about the lineup, excellent. The Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams conversation, you got to go hear that. 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. Even Zach pushed the free Odyssey app, which was great. But there was something else he said about Tito Francona and the Reds situation, because I'm sure not that many people are paying attention. Like, they're doing it on their sports radio down there. They're complaining about Francona, and they don't like Francona. Like, there's people saying that they'd rather have Bell back as their manager than have Tito Francona. Here's Zach Mizel on his thought with Francona managing the Cincinnati Reds.
Part of me like hated talking baseball in this town when Francona was manager in the first half. It was, they'd always get off to a slow start, and then they'd turn it around in the second half. Reds fans don't know that yet. Every Tito team gets off to a slow start. But that team's weird. I don't know if that team turns it around. And yeah, I don't know. I still don't really understand why Terry Francona is managing. I asked him a bunch of times in spring training. I think he's addicted to it. It was weird to me that he'd come back after 1 year and go there to a team that just seemed like they were going to be middle of the pack. And I don't know, seems kind of boring. I'd rather be playing golf in Hawaii like he was.
They're 30-32 to start the season. He wore a Cavaliers shirt in a post game, and some people got mad down there. I told you guys, man, when you guys were rooting for the Bengals to win the Super Bowl that year, those River people do not like you. Nothing about you do they like. They hate me too. I'm in it as well. They hate us, guys. They don't. It doesn't matter that, oh, well, we're Cavs fans. Like, there's at least people, I'll tell you this, there's at least people in Pittsburgh who like the Cavs. And they're like, hey, we hate the Browns and all that other stuff, but hey, you know, LeBron's all right and the Cavs are good. They don't have basketball in Cincinnati and they don't like the Cavs. They might hate you more than Pittsburgh does. You mentioned, though, when he took over for Manny Acta, it was a hero's welcome when he took over for Manny Acta. He was a guy at that time coming off a 2 World Series with the Boston Red Sox. We also thought he was unduly fired by the Boston Red Sox. The chicken and beer in the clubhouse and things like that. And then they went with Bobby Valentine, who was too much of a disciplinarian and blew up on their face. But, you know, we were like, okay, their mistake is our good fortune. And there's also, it's changed so much now where you remember Terry's last 2 years. Was it the last 2 seasons? He missed time with health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you knew the end was getting closer and closer.
So you took 1 season off and you come back, and now, like, I have faith in Terry Francona. He's a good manager. But if you have this young baseball team and they've been pounding it into your heads that this lineup's going to be the next big, if Zach's saying they were telling their fans this lineup's going to be the next big red machine, and you start off slow, and Francona's there, and he's now an older manager, and it's been years since he won a World Series. And it's 2016 was when they were in the World Series with the Indians. It's been nearly a decade now. They probably, are not very thrilled with Tito. I don't think I need to defend Tito Francona. I think his record will defend itself by the end of the year. I agree with Zach.
It's funny to see.
But I'm not surprised by this.
You notice what they're going after him about. It's mostly some of the prehistoric, antiquated baseball stuff that every manager used to cling to back in the 90s and the 2000s, and he's still going with it.
How's their bunting numbers?
Right. Probably two, and even one bunt is too much for the baseball fans of today.
Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Again, Zach was excellent. Both guys were excellent today. Zan Dokic was amazing. I know that they're going to be playing one answer from him on WFAN in New York today. So we will probably have reaction from the Big Apple to something that Dan said in our show coming up tomorrow right here on 92.3 The Fan. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lime. Again, go listen to those interviews, 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. Jim Schwartz will talk to the media today. I'm sure we will have reaction to that. OTAs, Browns OTAs are there. Who's going to be doing 11-on-11? Who's going to be throwing? Will it be Shador? The only place to go, 92.3 The Fan for all of it. For the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians. Let's get it done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.